That's, of course, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, the 1969 hit by Diana Ross and the Supremes, and The Temptations, a musical marriage made in heaven, two Motown acts that dominated the pop charts in the 60s. This year marks the 50th anniversary of both groups, and we thought, what a great excuse to play their still transporting music, and who better to do that with than here now pop culture critic Renee Graham. Renee, I mean, are you feeling this?
Absolutely.
You are feeling this.
I mean, this is music I grew up on, and it still sounds great. What's not to like here?
Does it still sound great, or was there a time in your life where it went out of fashion? Like, did you go to jazz after pop? I mean, you know, because it feels as if there was a time when the 60s music didn't resonate as much.
Well, there is a funny moment when you've heard Stop in the Name of Love for the thousandth time. It can almost sound like wallpaper. You have to sort of step away a little bit. But that's more about you and less about the music. It's just the fact that oldie stations may play it too much.
Right.
The music itself still holds up.
Well, and we wondered if you'd want to talk about this. And then when we asked you, your first reaction was Temptations and the Supremes. You mean the Primes and the Primettes?
Those are their original names. The Primes were the Temptations, and their manager wanted a sister group. And the sister group was known as the Primettes, and that was the beginnings of the Supremes.
Isn't that something? And let's listen to one of their great hits. Now that one still pierces my heart, something about it.
It was their first big hit. They'd had songs before, but that was the one that really connected with the public. That's the song that really put them on the map.
Yeah, and then the Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
How did you distinguish their sounds?
To me, the Supremes were always a pop group, and that was very much by design. That's what Berry Gordy Jr. wanted, Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown Records. He didn't want sort of gritty soul singers in the Supremes, which is primarily why Diana Ross became the lead singer and not Florence Ballard, even though it was essentially her group. The Temptations, on the other hand, were always a soul group. There were whoops, there were hollers, there was a lot of church in their voice. They were allowed to be as sort of gritty and hard and all those things you associate with great soul music.
You know, you mentioned how the Supremes became Diana Ross and the Supremes. Now, we've all seen the movie. Oh, wait, Dreamgirls isn't really about the Supremes. Wink, wink.
Mostly based, shall we say.
Yeah. But that was a major difference between the groups, that for different reasons, Diana Ross was a handpicked leader. The Temptations, I don't feel you had a leader.
You didn't. Berry Gordy once made the comment that with the Temptations, you essentially had five men who could all be lead singers. And in a lot of cases, they all got the chance to do that. In the early years of the Temptations, you had songs that were sung by David Ruffin, and then you had songs sung by Eddie Kendricks, who memorably had that wonderful falsetto voice we hear on The Way You Do the Things You Do.
And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a schoolboy. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to, and I can tell.
And it automatically gave them a much more versatile sound. There wasn't a Temptation sound per se because you had different people singing
right.
different songs.
Well, Diana Ross left the Supremes. They continued on. But then in the early 70s, political upheaval in the country, and they didn't fare as well as the Temptations. And is that because, as you said, the Temptations could sing about war and other things?
Well, there were a couple of different things. Berry Gordy Jr. generally did not like political statements in his music. This changed somewhat with Marvin Gaye's What's Going On.
Mother, there's too many of you crying.
Whereas the Supremes didn't do that. The Supremes pretty much stuck to singing love songs.
You need somebody. Oh, yeah. You got the right to say.
The Temptations were doing songs like Ball of Confusion, and especially Papa Was a Rolling Stone, which talked about, you know, situations in the inner city, which, you know, they hadn't really done before. Before that, they were singing love songs.
Hey, mama, folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well, well, well,
his
head
was
his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a long, long, long.
A lot of the credit for that goes to Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, who were the main songwriters for the Temptations throughout their career. And as the times changed, the music they wrote changed. And it made the Temptations music really, really relevant in the era.
We know they're still performing a group called The Temptations. Are they The Temptations?
To me, they could still use the name because Otis Williams, who was one of the original primes, who was also really the leader and the founder of the group, is still there. He's not only the only original member still performing, he's the only original member still alive.
Wow.
So that link is still there. Supremes, on the other hand, Diana Ross left in 69-70, and the group disbanded about 7 years later. However, people often forget, they had a nice little run with some really great songs like Up the Ladders of the Roof and a personal favorite, Stoned Love.
Don't you hear the wind?
Since we're talking about that label, Motown, we have to take note of the recent passing of Esther Gordy Edwards. She died at the age of 91 last month, the sister of Berry Gordy, but so much more than that.
So much more than that. You know, every headline said the sister of Berry Gordy Jr., which was absolutely true. She was also an integral part of the Motown family. It was really Esther Gordy Edwards who helped launch Motown, because Berry Gordy went to her and to his other family members to get $800 to start Motown Records. Then she became a record executive at Motown at a time when you didn't have a lot of women in the recording industry in positions of power. She guided the careers of pretty much every major artist at Motown through the 60s. The Supremes, the Temptations, the Four Tops, Stevie Wonder especially. Motown wouldn't have been Motown without Esther Gordy Edwards. She was so much more than just his sister.
Well, we're happy to give her that credit. And as we go out, you know, two of these bands that so benefited from her guidance, Temptations and the Supremes, how about another collaboration?
I think we should listen to something called I'll Try Something New.
I will build you a castle with a tower so high till it reaches the moon.
It's just this lovely, it's the harmonies, it's the production, it's all the things that made both of these groups really special. And when you had them come together, you know, you had all these sort of wonderful voices joining together. It's just a really special sound.
Yeah. It is the 50th anniversary of the Singers, the Supremes, and the Temptations. We've been celebrating that with Here Now pop culture critic Renee Graham. Renee, thanks for, you know, joining us in this excuse to hear this great music.
Thanks, Robin.